Hello, everyone. This is Harbinger Christian Benavides. I'm here with Harbinger Andrew
Avila.
Avila.
Sorry about that.
Hey, everybody.
And in this episode, we're going to try doing a new format. It's pretty much going to be like Q&As. If you're following us over from the live stream that we had just made on Facebook, or if you're just waiting for this episode to be uploaded, we actually digitally logged our live stream script, even though a lot of it was very impromptu and like, what do you call that? Improv. And so what we're doing now is that we're trying out, like I said, we're trying out a new format that's sort of like Q&As that I've actually seen before from the Bible Project that I keep on shouting out just because of how well their format works. So that's what we're going to try. Andrew has some questions for me, even though we're pretty much just going to go over the same topics that we had talked about before in a live stream, but we're just breaking it down into more of a podcast sort of listen without having to watch a video format.
So in our first topic in the live stream, you touched upon religious hypocrisy. Can you talk a little more on that?
Yes, because religious hypocrisy throughout the Old and the New Testament has been pretty much a staple throughout all of our stories, whether you're Jewish or a Christian person, especially in terms of where those two cultures, or not cultures, those two, well, I guess in a weird way, kind of like subcultures of Israel at the time, how they kind of conflicted with each other. And the way how it was pretty much how the Pharisees and Sadducees, without casting any judgment upon them, were pretty much trying to gatekeep faith in the kingdom of God from people. But yet when Jesus Christ was alive during his time of ministry, he said that the kingdom of God is at hand, and he also told people how to pretty much gain their admission into it, and not to mention his act of dying upon the cross was the greatest act of admission so that we could all enter into the kingdom of heaven and be repented for of all of our sins and forgiven for them also. Religious hypocrisy has played, like I said, it's played a pretty big part in Christianity. Speaking from a Christian as a former Catholic, I've seen it. Even just in modern day, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be, but it still exists. It's still a lingering problem. And what I mean by that is during the Crusades, that was pretty much fought over, well, on paper it was fought over religious sites that we shared with the Islamic people. But when you really dissect the history of it, Pope Urban II was the one that had initiated the Crusades, because he was saying that we were supposed to be reclaiming our holy territory because God gave us permission to. He was telling a bunch of people to pretty much go out and commit all these different sorts of atrocities. And it was just religious hypocritic leadership at its absolute worst form, because he was pretty much saying that, oh, the church gives you permission to go out and do all this, and the church will forgive you of all of your sins. It'll forgive you of all your transgressions that you had committed in the past. It'll forgive you of all your transgressions that you had committed against these people now during the Crusades. And you have to figure that during the Crusades, that was like a whole entire 291-year period of time where there was just a lot of unnecessary bloodshed on both sides, both Catholic papal army side and the Islamic army side as well, from the Sultan, I believe. And like I said, it was just absolute hypocrisy at worst because of the acts that were being committed, and it took 291 years. Dante Alighieri was actually one of the very first people at the time, because the Crusades were still somewhat going on during his lifetime. He had actually participated in the Crusades as a crusader, as a knight in the papal army. And he saw this hypocrisy for what it was. He called it out. That's the reason why he was actually exiled from his home, because he had pointed out the religious hypocrisy of the church. And in the book, The Divine Comedy, and the Inferno that he writes about, Pope Bonifacio VIII that actually had ended the Crusades after being called out for so long and so much of the duration of the last days of the Crusades, he's been pretty much, I don't even think demonized would be the proper word in order to say what had happened to him. If our culture had been around then at that time, that the hypocrisy of the church had been exposed, we'd probably say that he got canceled. Because that's pretty much what happened to him. He was written about in so many different like news articles, not even really news articles, but there have been plenty of poets other than Dante Alighieri that had exposed the church's hypocrisy. And like I said, it's getting much better. But the part that's really heartbreaking about it is that even though we've made steps going on in the future to not repeat that same mistake, not addressing that is a lack of humility and honesty and accountability. Because yes, we can be mad at people in the past for their former actions, but yet at the same time, we're still supposed to hold them accountable so that way history doesn't repeat itself. And I've seen this during my lifetime. This is the reason why I had actually left the church in the first place, is because of the fact that there's all these, I use it as like an insult because it didn't necessarily have to happen, but I refer to these people that go out and commit atrocities and supposedly do it in the name of the God as crusaders. Like the people that say to people that, oh, because you believe in this, you're going to hell. Because you have this different belief from me, you're going to hell. If you have this different political belief from me, you're going to hell. And one thing that I've learned is that, especially when I was in jail, after living a life of sinful indulgence for years and turning my back against God because of people, is that I realized that after a while, it wasn't God that has turned his back on me. I had turned my back on him. And I know for a fact that a lot of people still go through that because of what these so-called servants of God have done. And don't get me wrong, I even see this now where there are some servants of God every once in a while that they'll actually have a good message. They'll actually tell people what they need to hear. They'll actually learn the lessons that God needs them to learn. But it's like as soon as, I can't remember exactly what the parable was for in the scripture. It was something along the lines of, what was it? I'll just kind of reiterate it. I'll kind of regurgitate it, even though I really don't want to do that. It's pretty much just like putting food coloring in water, and even though it was just a little bit of food coloring, if it's even just a little bit of food coloring, and in the right circumstances that food coloring isn't poured out, usually most of the time it gets stirred, and it affects the whole entire batch of water, whatever it is that it came into contact with. And unfortunately, I've seen that happen a lot. Even when I had gotten out of jail, I was going to a good church. I won't say names just because of the fact that Jesus Christ had never name dropped. But pretty much what had happened is that they were doing really good. They were rejuvenating my spirit. They were teaching me all the lessons I needed to learn. But it's like I said, as soon as they had just that little taste of apostasy, that's what pretty much brought down their whole entire congregation. I know that not everybody in that congregation is a bad person or a hypocrite, but still, it's that whole teaching of don't be around somebody if they're spewing a bad rhetoric or if they're spewing hatred, pretty much. And that's part of the reason why I left, other than the hypocrisy in general, is just Jesus Christ never once tells us to hate another person. He never gave us the opportunity one time to judge another person. And that was kind of my whole thing, and that's kind of my whole thing with Christians, especially when they claim to be loyal followers and lovers of Jesus Christ, is that they always say, oh, in the scripture it says that Jesus Christ gives us the right to judge righteously. It's like he never gave us permission to judge at all, in any capacity whatsoever. Every single one of his acts while he was on the earth, he had served people. And every single time that you read through his stories in the scriptures in the New Testament, he's always being charitable, and he always acknowledges that pretty much God, his Father, is the only one that still has the ability to judge. The type of judging that Jesus says that is allowed, pretty much, is to call out our own hypocrisy. Because that's something that the Pharisees and Sadducees weren't able to see themselves. And I feel like it was kind of a King Saul from the Old Testament situation where they thought, oh yeah, we're doing all this, we're doing all these deeds for God and everything else like that, and surely enough, because of what we're doing, surely because of our works, we're going to be in good standing with God. But yet, at the same time, their discrimination and their gatekeeping from others is exactly what kept them out of the kingdom before God had forgiven them on the cross while he was dying on his last breath, and he said, Father, forgive them. So that's the religious hypocrisy that existed before, and that's the religious hypocrisy that still unfortunately exists today. And it's not even necessarily a religious problem, it's a worldwide problem, because there are people that don't follow religions at all in general that still don't maintain even their own morals. And it's also really dangerous because, like I said, as soon as you start brewing hatred towards another person, that's exactly what it started the Crusades in the first place. It was just unfiltered, unadulterated hatred for another person.
Hate the sin, not the sinner.
Yep, hate the sin, not the sinner. But that is the conclusion of our religious hypocrisy video. Our next video, podcast, will be about Babylon in both a literal and figurative sense, especially when it relates to the prophecies.